Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
This week in All-Age Comics, we're taking a look at the latest release from the comic named after a common yard rodent, a funny comic in the humor genre from the sister-in-law of The Simpsons, a look at some Ghostbusters who go international, and a fantasy comic named after your favorite donut or card game. That's This Week in All Age Comics with Daddy Mojo. Hey, this is Trey with Daddy Mojo. And the music you're listening to this week is from The Losers. It's great, atmospheric, laid-back stuff. In superheroes this week, we're kicking it off with a squirrel superhero. It's the unbeatable Squirrel Girl, number 5, for Marvel Comics. This is a very campy, tongue-in-cheek comic. It's a squirrel, it's a girl, it's a girl with a squirrel tail, and she's unbeatable. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. In this issue, number 5, she goes back in time to the 60s to a past that is ruled by Dr. Doom. It's very Austin Powers-ish, if you will, without the bald man. It's good stuff. It's Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. Now, Marvel has this comic book rated at T, like T for teen. I don't know where they get that from. Some of the issues may have things that merit that rating. However, in every issue we have seen, it's great for ages 7 or 8 and up. It's Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. And bonus, it's a girl, it's a female superhero. So it fits that genre. Another superhero comic we like this week is Hellboy. This is Itty Bitty Hellboy, The Search for the Weird Jaguar. Now, I would... If you haven't seen the Hellboy movie, they should make a third one, but they're not. Hellboy is a great movie, but it's very much PG-13. Itty Bitty Hellboy is very much an all-ages comic. It's The Search for the Weird Jaguar. This is number 4. The only thing that may raise the ire of some parents is the title of it, Hellboy. But if you like funny comics that have really great art from award-winning creators... check out Itty Bitty Hellboy. Plus, the price is very reasonable. It's only $2.99. It's from Dark Horse Comics. And that wraps up the superheroes this week. In humor this week, it's a great week for the classics. And this is classics in the new sense, as it were, because Futurama. I love this comic. This is Futurama. Wow, what is it? 70... Eight? Yes, it is. Futurama 78. This television series was so fabulous. It really was. It never got the attention that it deserved on television. That's the great thing about the comic genre. It's still funny. It's still out there, and it's really awesome. Futurama comics, if you like The Simpsons, you will love this if you've never heard of it. In issue 78, an intergalactic gazillionaire comes to Earth to find an heir. I bet we know who he's going to meet. Bender poses as an orphan android to win over the sugar daddy. It's silly, funny stuff, and it's great. The art is very much akin to the comics, to the series, and to The Simpsons, if you saw that. It's great, it's underrated, and yes, they still make the comic. It's Futurama. The other humor comic we like this week, there are lots, but we just want to point out two of them, is really a classic, and it's so fabulous. It's Peanuts, number 31. This series, I can't figure out if this series comes out every other month or every month. Regardless, it is great. It's a neat comic because it features some new stories as well as a couple classic panels. It is awesome. Actually, the other week, we had an interview with one of the story writers behind this comic, and we're editing it right now. It'll be out very soon. It's fascinating the way they do this, and this comic... it's for new fans, it's for old fans. It is one of the best out there. It's Peanuts, number 31. Science fiction and action always has lots of great releases. This week, no exception. Ghostbusters International comes out. Now, it's a miniseries. This is number 2 of 4 in Ghostbusters International. And this one, the team... now, this is the classic team, the classic Ghostbusters team. They head to Venice to investigate a haunted island. It's Paviglia. It's fun. The art in this is really great. And it's the story, the classic... I mean, the story changes, obviously, because you've got the genre You've got the Ghostbusters going to different places, different ghosts, different types of humor, different setups. And this one there in Europe, Ghostbusters International. Now, in theory, I shouldn't like this because my go-to rolling of eyes is when you baby up a series or take it international. For me, the Muppets, Muppet Babies, were the harbinger of this many years ago, like 20 years ago. It's like Bobby. It's annoying. But anyway, International Ghostbusters, take it, love it, it's awesome. It's worth checking out, and it's all ages. Secondly, we're going to look at Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Funny, crazy little title. This is number 4 in this issue, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. What's great about this is it features a little girl who's the superhero with her dinosaur, who is her pet. It took me a while to warm up to this series because for a number of reasons. However, young female readers will immediately gravitate towards it because of a couple of things. It's got lots of action. It's got a girl superhero, even though her superhero is a dinosaur. Get past that. It's an awesome comic. It really is. It's from Marvel Comics. And in this issue, the dinosaur is loose in an elementary school. The Hulk visits. And Moon Girl and the dinosaur have to help Hulk calm down, which is never easy. That's Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, also Ghostbusters International. Lots of all-age comics in the science fiction action realm. In Fables and Fantasy, there are actually a couple releases that we like this week. It's a busy week for this genre. The Donuts, the small person loving colloquialism, is Munchkin. Munchkin number 14. If you know it as a card game, a donut, or a comic book, it's coming out this week. This is Munchkin number 14. Dungeons, Monsters. This card game is insanely popular. If you have a child who's about 10 years old, they probably know something about this game. The comic book is just like it. And issue number 14 comes out this week. If your child has been to the movies in the past couple of years, even longer than that. Dragons! Defenders of Burke, the graphic novel, comes out this week. This is Endless Night. This collects a handful of stories from the comic book, and this is the same Burke from the How to Train Your Dragon series. Good stuff, and it's good. It's good all ages stuff. It really is, and the art in this is really top notch. It's fun to look at. I'm kind of looking at the cover now, just getting lost in it because it looks neat. And what is neat about this? Because when we took our then five-year-old to the movie, it kind of scared a little bit because it's a very loud, noisy movie. In this one, though, hey, obviously it's a book, there's no volume, they're going to jump into it immediately and not be scared at all. That's a great look at the all-age comics. Again, there are so many books. Please check out the website for all of them because there's something out this week that will interest your young reader, your all-ages comic book fan. Every Wednesday's new comic book day. Go to the comic book store this weekend. If you have any advice, please shoot it our way, at Daddy Mojo on Twitter, or the email address is Trey, T-R-E-Y, at Daddy Mojo. Thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.